we talk a little football with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears and frankly, a man who can dance to any ABBA tune you can whip out. It's Nick Charlton joining us. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing very well. Big ABBA fan.
I knew. I could sense that about you here. How's the little guy doing?
They're doing well. I was just hanging out with the little guy and little lady, so it's been a pretty wild experience here at the house.
I'll bet. And you keep adding to the Maine Black Bears roster. And exciting news today. What can you tell us about Donovan Bunch, your new defensive back from New Jersey?
Yeah, so he's a freshman from South Jersey. He had a lot of different schools he was looking at. He committed early to Rutgers, so there's some Power 5 schools there in the mix. And some things didn't work out with them, so he reopened his recruitment here recently about a month ago. And he actually was on a visit today. He just left today, and luckily we were able to sign him. But it was a good fit between both sides. So he's a dynamic athlete, defensive back. He's also a punt returner, which is big because we love special teams. And he's definitely going to be a big addition to what we're doing this year.
You've got a number of these guys that were recruited by big-time schools. The young man who was committed to UCLA for a while. What is it? What are you doing that's getting these guys to decide to come all the way to Orono, Maine?
Well, I think it's a more of a specific thing for each kid. You know, it depends on their recruiting situation. I think the success definitely helps. And, you know, I think our staff's done a good job identifying different players through their connections with high school coaches and via recruiting. So it's a combination of a lot of different things, but I think our staff's done a good job, and certainly winning helps. So there's been a couple guys that are pretty highly touted, and you know, we have to do a good job developing them, and they have to be ready to work when they get here. But recruiting is definitely the first step in the process. It's a big part of what we do. It's our number one daily activity. So it's been going pretty well so far.
How much of what you do is also aided by, I guess we would call it recruiting, from guys who are on the team who reach out to either friends from high school or guys they played against and say, hey, you ought to see what we're doing here in Maine?
I think the biggest part with that stuff is when they actually get here on campus. You know, we always talk about making sure we get our top guys here, and once they get here, the place sells itself. We can talk about it all we want, but once our players get around them, they usually have pretty good things to say about the school, the staff, and really just the team, because whoever you're playing with and the environment that you're in, that's going to be a big part of your decision. So our players definitely sell this place. That's certainly one of the most, if not the most important part of it.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton. Are there still some guys out there that you're looking at? Do you have some scholarships left?
Yeah, we're getting down to it now, you know, and we're trying to fill our 63 spots. We're going to be close to 100 on the team. So there's only a couple spots that we have left, but we're still looking around. I'm hoping that really in the next week or so, we're going to be finishing up. There's always a few additions, but would like to, you know, really form the team here, you know, within the next week. And most of our players are back on Sunday, so we know who we're going to have here.
Now, I know Coach Koz, when he was the head coach of Maine, he would take a little time and get out of the Cape in the summer. Joe, now, I don't even know. I assume Joe went to watch horse racing somewhere. But what do you do? What does Nick do? Well, in a normal year with time off, this year is a little different with the addition to the family.
Yeah, we do a little bit of traveling normally. You know, my wife and I and our family, whether it was just my wife and I or, you know, now we have two kids. But we would normally try to go to a couple different spots. We'd always go down to Boston for a little while. This year it's going to be tough with the new little one, but we'll be around for a little bit. We'll probably get a week away. We have a wedding at the end of the month, but I think in the new role and just with the team coming back and being more involved, I'll be around a little bit more, but I'll steal a couple of days here in July.
Now, with the addition to the family here, hours obviously change. You're up at odd times of the day and night. Has that given you a chance to binge watch anything good?
Oh, that's a good question. it's been a little slower recently. You know, TV and movies is like my other little hobby, not during the season, but usually in the off season. So we're big Little Lies fans on HBO. We like that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've actually recently got into Black Mirror with my wife on Netflix. That's pretty good. So we've had a couple things here and there.
That'll mess you up. You watch too much Black Mirror. That's the stuff of nightmares.
We typically only watch like dark dramas. So the only comedy we watch is The Office, which they're taking off of Netflix here. So we're dealing with the fallout of that. But other than that, we watch usually dramas.
Well, Nick, congratulations on yet another terrific addition to the Black Bears roster. Have a great 4th. Get some sleep, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
You as well, Rich. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton, head coach of Maine Black Bear football here on Downtown. The exciting addition to the roster today of Donovan Bunch, highly recruited defensive back out of the state of New Jersey. Ranked the number 20 player in New Jersey high school football last year. That's pretty good in that fertile recruiting ground.
Yeah, and from a area that we were talking off air with Eric, known for producing some really great football players.
Maine has had great success in Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and that area, and yet another added to the list. So congratulations to him and to the Black Bear coaching staff. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by our good friends at ClearPoint Financial. They're the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.